All right, Rabbi, we'll say good morning. Let us begin. We are picking up on page Reish Yud Dalet. I actually just sent out the sheets on the WhatsApp. So remember, again, still continuing. Hopefully we'll finish Parakachov between today, tomorrow. Well, not today, but in Rosh Hashem by tomorrow. So focusing here on the Mishkal HaChassidus, specifically this idea of recognizing when to be a Chassid and when not to be a Chassid. When does one go ahead and implement the tenets of Chassidus as we have learned them up until now? And when does one realize that sometimes, in fact, being a Chassid becomes counterproductive? As you saw all the examples. So he goes on. Hinei chayiv adam. This is very profound. Hinei chayiv adam lishmar kala mitzvahs b'chol dikdu kim l'femishe yihiyah. V'lo yira v'lo yevosh. Tapa reish tesvav. You know, in general, a person is obligated to keep Torah mitzvahs and not to be embarrassed. Not to be embarrassed and not to worry about what other people say, what other people think. And even if a person is going to be disparaged or a person is going to be mocked, a person is obligated to stand tall and to stand strong for what he believes in. V'chinu, Omer David HaMelech says, V'adabra be'edosecha neged malachim v'lo evosh. Like David HaMelech says, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I speak about your statutes, even in front of kings, and I will never be embarrassed. V'chin shaninu, havi az kanamer v'kal kanesha ratz k'tzvi v'gibor ka'ari, lasos ritzon avicha shem ha'shamayim. As the mission of it says, be bold like a leopard, light like an eagle, run like a deer, strong like a lion, to fulfill the words of your Father in heaven. And what he's specifically referring to over here is the az kanomer, the being bold like a leopard. The being bold like a leopard, this idea of being bold like a leopard, again, Mishnah Berurah discusses this as well, is go ahead and don't worry about what other people say in your avodas Hashem. Do what you have to do. And whatever people are going to say, they're going to say. But you be strong in your beliefs. You know, so I mentioned this last night we had a Shir Megillas Esther. So just very quickly, I mentioned this. We focused on the pasuk, the Esther lohigida es ama ve es moladata. Esther would not divulge when she was taken for the pageant by Achashverosh. She would not divulge her identity. She wouldn't say who she was, right? Because that's what Mordechai advised her. So the mefarshim go in so many different directions about why that was. But Rabbi Nebuchai says something amazing. He says because Mordechai knew that Esther was going to be there for the long haul, and he said if you can have any chance of going ahead and keeping halacha and keeping to the details of your Yiddishkeit, you're much better off not divulging that you're Jewish. He says something brilliant. He says, because what's going to happen? He says, if people see that in the palace, you're not eating meat, right? Or you're not eating a whole variety of different things. So this is incredible, what Mordechai said. He said, you know, if you tell people that you're Jewish, they're going to mock you, tell you that your principles are outdated and archaic. But if you tell them that you're a vegetarian, mamish, a vegetarian, that's halig, right? That's, if you tell them you're a vegan, mamish kodesh kadoshim. You know, I mean, it's an incredible thing. So sometimes, again, thank you. So sometimes, you know, when it comes to religious values, people are much more disparaging of that. When it comes to other secular values, people are often very respectful. So Mordechai understands, tell Esther, just the quieter you are, the more you fly under the radar, the better the ability you'll have to be able to keep. But here, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, but sometimes the opposite is true, meaning we wear our religion on our sleeve, we go ahead and we stand true for our principles, and even if we're mocked, it doesn't matter. Have az kanamer. Be strong, do what you believe in, and don't worry about what other people say. But look what he says. There's such an important qualifier here. He goes on, he says, Amnam, gam baze tzarich chilek v'avchana. But you have to understand when to apply this principle of have az kanamer, being bold like a leopard. Do what you have to do in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do not worry about what other people will say. When do you do that? Ki kozen ne'emar al gufei hametzus shechayovim anachnu bahem chova gimura. This has to do with ikar mitzus. Right? So basic halachas that everyone is bound by, that's when you're bold like a leopard, that's when ultimately you do what you have to do and you do not worry about, you do not what other people say. But look what he writes. He calls in Emar. Shanu chayav manar b'chalchov gemura shevem yasim panav kechalamish. Ach, yesh eiza tosus chasidos Shinyasa osam ha'adam lefnei hamona'am. But there are other times, like other what he calls tosis chasidus, other additional forms of piety. Maybe there are additional chumras, additional stringencies, additional things that we do that, again, are not necessary, but I may choose to do it, and that's fine. But sometimes if you do these things in front of other people, yisachaku alav v'yislo tetsu, people will make fun of you. I was about to say, what he's referring to over here is, that sometimes I, as on a personal level, there are certain things that I want to take on in my Yiddishkeit, things that I want to take on in my Judaism, chumras, stringencies, things that I don't have to, but things that I want to. Here says Damchal, you have to be sensitive. Because sometimes when a person performs chumras in the eyes, in front of others, that may lead to a sense of mocking. Now, I will say, now he's not talking about over here necessarily, or he may be talking about over here, you know, in the general, you know, non-Jewish population, but even in the Jewish population, right? Sometimes there are certain things that I do because I feel this is important for me, but it's not generally accepted practice. And if you do this in front of other people, then what? It could lead to some mocking, right? It could lead actually to a diminution in the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nimtza chotim v'ne'enoshim al yodo, v'hu haya yachol lahaniach mi la'asos hadvar mahem, ki enam chova muchletes. So we'll say, so this is an incredible yisod about sometimes the need to go ahead and be careful with how you go ahead and conduct yourself regarding your chumras in public. And this happens all the time. We're very, again, more often it happens within our own communities where someone adheres to a particular standard of behavior, which is fine. All of us have the right to take on whatever chumras I want, whatever stringencies I want. But just understand, if you're in the presence of other people who don't accept those stringencies and you're going to act in front of them in a particularly, we'll call it religiously heightened way, it's not the pshat that they're going to walk away from that encounter saying, wow, that guy's really holy. Rather, more often than not, they walk away saying what? Right? That guy's a nut, right? Like, why? Like, why do you have to act like that? Why do you have to? And I'm about to say, it's so incredibly important. When you're with your mishpacha, whatever chumras you want, keep your chumras, fantastic. But when you're with other people, what you always have to be conscious of is a simple idea. Are my behaviors going to increase people's love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or are they going to turn people off to Judaism? This is an incredibly important metric. So here the Ramchal says, there is this fascinating balance, right? On one hand, Havi'az Kanamer, be bold like a leopard. When it comes to performing the tenets of your Judaism, it doesn't matter what anyone else says or does. It makes no difference. But when it comes to your chumras, when it comes to your stringencies, there you must be conscious of the impact of your stringencies on other people. When you perform those stringencies in the public sphere, is that going to lead people to revere and love God more? Or is that going to lead people ultimately to think that perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not so relevant? He goes on. We'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emir Hashem with the remainder of this discussion tomorrow.